Why do I write? Confronted with this question, my mind goes as blank as, well, as the proverbial blank page, or in this case, the blank screen of the laptop on which I'm typing. Why do I write? I wish I knew myself. I think it's because I've always written, something I suspect I have in common with a lot of writers. We start our scribbling very young. Perhaps it's no more than an extension of the imaginary friend some children invent. I certainly had one of those, an imaginary friend, I mean. She was called Sister Finch, and she knew everything there was to know about everything. A prototype of the writer's superego, perhaps. Whatever my reasons for writing, and there are several I can think of, being able to organise my experience in ways not always possible in real life being the main one, I have no doubt about what I get out of it. Because along with this desire to arrange and rearrange the raw material of experience until it conforms to some indefinable but infinitely pleasing pattern, goes the desire to master the language with which one does it. Perhaps having a parent whose native language wasn't English helped, in that it made me more conscious of the fact that words can mean different things, and that nuance is crucial. I tend to regard words rather as a painter regards colour, or a musician notes in music. For me, there is enormous pleasure to be had from playing around with language. Perhaps for this reason, I can honestly say that I enjoy the editing and rewriting part of writing a novel or short story as much as I do the writing itself. Finding le mot juste by a painstaking process of rereading, cutting, and reworking is to me all part of the joy of writing. But all this is slightly getting away from the central question. Why do I write, and what on earth keeps me going, in the teeth of setback and disappointment, intermittent financial hardship, and all the other ills to which the writing life is heir? Could it be that, notwithstanding all these, I still find it fun to invent a world, to people it with characters, to invent dialogue, and to create situations which are entirely within my control? It certainly could be. Looking back over the more than 20 years of my career as a published writer, I find that I have done a good deal of travelling. Starting in a modest way in Edinburgh, the setting of my first novel, A Mild Suicide, I have been to Venezuela, the setting for my second, Undiscovered Country, to China, third novel, Jamaica, the one after that. Nor has my travelling been merely geographical. My next book, The Dark Tower, took me to 19th century South Africa. Variable Stars, my fifth novel, took me to 18th century Germany, Holland and France. Line of Sight, the first in a series of 1920s detective stories, although set in a not altogether unfamiliar London, involved a similar kind of time travelling. Because that's the other thing which keeps me writing, I find I never get bored. Each day brings a different challenge, a new scene to write, characters to bring to life, a fresh world to explore. Whatever's going on outside my workroom, when I'm inside it, seated at my desk, with my writing pad in front of me and my pen in my hand, I'm the one in charge of where it's all going to go from here.